What's up, everybody? Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Clint Davis, your host. Thanks for being with us. We'll get started in just a second. Mitch brings us in 1 Kings chapter 13.
Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
All right, 1 Kings chapter 13, picking this up in verse 11 of 1 Kings chapter 13. A man of God, a prophet, had been to speak to Jeroboam at Bethel, made a prophecy concerning the altar that Jeroboam had established at Bethel, had set up at Bethel, which was part of a religious cult, a pagan cult that was in competition with the true religion of God in Jerusalem that God had given to his people as he had revealed himself and his name to his covenant people. Now, the prophet is on the way home to Jerusalem, but God has specifically told the prophet not to return the way that he came and not to stay in Bethel at all. And so now the rest of the story, beginning in verse 11. An old prophet lived in Bethel, and his sons came to him and told him that the man of God had done what the man of God had done that day in Bethel. They also told their father the words that he had spoken to the king, that's King Jeroboam. And their father said to them, "Which way did he go?" And his son showed him the way the man of God who came from Judah had gone. And he said to his sons, "Now saddle the donkey for me." So they saddled the donkey for him, and he mounted it. And he went up after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. And he said, that's the prophet, the old prophet, said to him, the man of God, "Are you the man of God who came from Judah?" And he said, "I am." Then he said to him, "Come home with me and eat bread." And he said, "I may not return with you or go in with you, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, 'You shall neither eat bread nor drink water there, nor return by the way in which you came.'" And he said to him, "I am also a prophet, as you are a prophet. And the angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, 'Bring him back with you into your house, that he may eat bread and drink water.' But he lied to him. And so we went back with him and ate bread in the house and drank water. And as they sat at the table, the word of the Lord came to the prophet who had brought him back. And he cried to the man of God who came forth from Judah, 'Thus says the Lord, because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord and have not kept the command that the Lord your God had commanded you, but have come back and have eaten bread and drunk water in the place which he said to you, eat no bread and drink no water, your body shall not come to the tomb of your fathers.' And after he had eaten bread and drunk, he saddled the donkey for the prophet whom he had brought back. And as he went away, the lion met him in the road and killed him. And his body was thrown into the road, and the donkey stood beside it. The lion also stood beside the body. Behold, the men who passed by and saw the body thrown into the road and the lion standing in the body, and they came and told it in the city where the old prophet lived." Now the man of God came from Judah, Jerusalem in Judah, to Bethel to offer a prophecy against Jeroboam and the altar that Jeroboam had established as a place of worship in his cult that he had created that competed with the true religion of the nation of God, or the people of God, that God had specifically given to them throughout their ancestry and throughout their heritage. He does that. He was told, "Do not eat in that city, do not return and do not remain in that city, but rather, I want you to return home a different way. Don't eat any bread, don't drink any water, just get in, do your thing, and get out." And that's what the prophet does. That's what the man of God does. But an old prophet who lives in the city of Bethel finds out that of all that had taken place, as you can imagine, that was a hot story of the day, right? I mean, this guy came in and he made this condemnation and this pronouncement against the altar. King Jeroboam reached out his hand, and when he reached out his hand froze up. He couldn't bring it back. It shriveled, and then the man prayed and all these different things, right? That story is traveling around. So the old man, who's the old prophet, is in Bethel, and he hears about this. He's like, "I want to meet this guy." So he sends his sons and to get his donkey, gets on his donkey. He goes and he meets this prophet who had been to Bethel but now is returning to Jerusalem. And along the way, he decides he's going to invite this prophet, this man of God, back to have a meal at his house. And when he gets there, he says, "Hey, listen, won't you return with me to have a meal at my house?" And the man of God says, "No, God told me not to eat, drink, or stay in this city, but not even to go back the same way that I came." And the old man said, Well, I'm a prophet, and I heard from God, and I want you to come back, and he's told me to come get you. You guys, you come back. And we're told immediately that he had lied to the man of God. He's tricked, and he returns, and he eats, and he sits down at the old prophet's table. The man of God sits down at the old prophet's table. They have a meal, and they share probably fellowship, and they talk, and they probably laugh, and they talk about different things. And then when all of a sudden the word of God comes upon the old prophet says, you will not return to your fathers and to their tomb or to their graves because you disobeyed me. You've come into this city, you have eaten, you have drunk, and were told not to do that, and as a result of that, you will deal with the consequences of your disobedience. Now, when we read that story, we say, man, that's kind of harsh, because the man of God was tricked. He was tricked by a prophet who lied to him. And so the judgment shouldn't be on the man of God, we might would argue. Rather, it should be on the old man who lied to him. But the point of the story is that God specifically told the man from Jerusalem, the man of God, the prophet from Jerusalem, he specifically said, do not eat, do not drink, and do not return the same way that you went. No one can come along, right, and change the command of God. This man heard directly from God. This is what I want you to do. Regardless of what the old man said, he should have said to the old man, no, I'm going to go my own way. Why did he return? Well, he risked potentially embarrassing the old man, or he risked potentially rejecting the old man and the consequences that would have socially come as a result of that. Maybe he would have brought shame on himself and his family. He would have thought, so therefore he's going to return. But what is that in comparison to disobeying God and disappointing God and being disobedient to the Lord? The Lord specifically told him, do not do this. You see, I think this is one of those things that we can learn, because we have a tendency to justify things in our own minds. Well, this is what God says, and then we hear somebody else say, well, you know, I've talked to God, or I think about God, or I did this, and so it's a different interpretation or whatever it is. And so we begin to justify in our minds decisions we make. Obviously, this guy was tricked. Obviously, he was well-intentioned in his return to Bethel. But even in his good intentions, even in his being tricked, he is still guilty of disobeying God. Because God has specifically said, and if God has specifically said, this is the way it's going to be, and this is what I want you to do, then you and I don't change what God has specifically said. And that is true for us as it was true for them and true for him, and he had to deal with the consequences of the disobedience. If he was going to change his plans, he should have heard a direct word from God, and he should have waited to hear it. If he did not hear it, he should have never gone with the prophet, and therefore he had to deal with the consequences, and we're told that he dies as a result of his disobedience. We can try to justify it. We can feel sorry for him, but the reality of it is ultimately he is responsible for disobeying God, just as you and I are. But thankfully, we don't lose our lives for our disobedience. Christ died in our place. And so where the lion killed this prophet, the Romans and the Jews killed Jesus for us so that we could live forever with him, and so we don't have to pay with our own lives. Jesus was died in our place, and we can have eternity through him. You guys have a great day. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Share this. We'll see you next time. You carry me.